a lot of the members represent state agencies and other organizations, and they're so they're concerned about it being construed as an up and down vote, or even being construed as a consensus. Although we have through the process, we did gain consensus on over 50 recommendations that are in this report. And then what we did on in terms of the pros and the cons, that's in the back section of the report. We looked at peer-reviewed papers only, and we have one member who was very pro and one member who was very con. Actually, take those papers, we group them, and then one would give a pro narrative, and one would give a con narrative. This is for the purpose so that the legislature would say, well, what does this do to public health? What does this do to all sorts of issues that they have in mind? And the way we decided to handle that was to just look at the peer-reviewed and then interpret from the peer-reviewed papers only. So it's not conjecture or anything like that.